You know, it's pretty funny how Peter Schiff is always running away from his failures. And, of course, his low IQ, naive, gullible sheep don't question his tactics, don't raise issues. Let me give you an example. Many of you probably are aware of the fact that this clown, Peter Schiff, has been talking about the strength of the euro versus the dollar for many years. He's been talking about how the dollar is the real problem, and you should be bearish on the dollar, not the euro. The euro's in much better shape, and he even was so bold as to claim that he knew what the rest of the world was thinking, as he always does, when he mentioned that the rest of the world is more worried about the dollar than the euro. Well, what have we seen, folks? Well, we've seen the dollar rally, 12-year highs. Not only that, this rally in the dollar is something we have not seen in decades because it is against many other currencies that have been steamrolled. At the same time, we're looking now at an 11-year low in the euro in July of 2015 as we see more evidence of the collapse of the failed euro. It's failed from the beginning. I wrote about it several years ago. In fact, I even wrote about Greece being the country that was least compatible with the euro. The euro is going to fail. There's no doubt about it, unless they continue to force member nations in that country. But I think it's eventually going to fail. And of course, this is a currency, an area, region that Peter Schiff and his firm focuses on as an investment strategy, right? That's where they focus on. Euro-Pacific capital. We see Asia having big problems. China's going to collapse, no doubt about it. Of course, Peter Schiff always wants to focus on Janet Yellen and the Fed and, you know, when they're going to raise rates. They can't raise rates. He focuses on these things. He doesn't talk about Europe. He wants to sidestep his failures. This man is a complete failure. He's a loser. He's an investment disaster. He's irresponsible. I could go on and on and on. And I have evidence for all of this. But today, my point is that Peter Schiff, he teamed up, and Peter Schiff's been teaming up with more and more bigger charlatans. Before it was Doug Casey. And recently, it's Mike Maloney. Peter Schiff teamed up with Doug Casey about a year or two ago, and they wanted to sell their sheep an information packet for like $700-$800 on moving to Puerto Rico. Now, folks, let me just say something. If you really were interested in understanding what's going on in Puerto Rico, first of all, you better have a company that you might want to relocate over there. And second of all, go to a law firm. You don't go to some numbskull with ridiculous delusional ideas about economics and investing, Peter Schiff and Doug Casey. You don't go to these numbskulls, okay? Well, turns out, as I mentioned a while back in 2014, I mentioned that Puerto Rico is in dire straits. It was facing bankruptcy. Now that Puerto Rico, of course, it's hit the news that it's probably going to file for bankruptcy. It's junk bond status. Peter Schiff is scrambling now to try and whitewash this complete disaster, apparently because people have been challenging him on it, right? He's telling you you should move to Puerto Rico, yet they're going to file for bankruptcy. Would you want to live in a country like that? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? To excise taxes, all types of taxes. They're going to go up. You're going to have all types of fees. There's going to be all types of issues. And as I mentioned in the past, Puerto Ricans have been leaving that country for many years because the economic opportunities suck. It's a disaster over there. Okay? But Peter Schiff is trying to convince his numbskulls, just like Doug Casey. And Doug Casey, of course, as I mentioned last year, Doug Casey was telling all his sheep in 2010, you got to get out of America to avoid the collapse. The best place to go to avoid the disaster in America is Argentina. Remember that? Well, Argentina defaulted on their debt in 2014. They're in a big economic collapse. Big problems. Imagine the idiots that followed Doug Casey's bullshit recommendation and went to Argentina. But of course, it wasn't a blanket recommendation. There's always money to be made by this bullshit these guys are pitching. Doug Casey wanted you to move to Argentina to pitch you ridiculously overpriced real estate. Okay? Folks, wake up. You need to learn to recognize con men. Okay? Now, Peter Schiff, as a desperate attempt to whitewash this Puerto Rican situation, he comes out and talks about, well, minimum wage destroyed Puerto Rico. And now he's coming out and saying, well, it was not a free market. It was a socialism that destroyed Puerto Rico, and we need to make it free market. Well, Peter Schiff, if it was socialism, if that was the problem in Puerto Rico, why in the flying fuck did you, your useless ass, tell all these sheeple they need to move over there? Huh? Folks, people need to start calling this fucking numbskull out. I'm getting pretty fed up with this fucking numbskull who gets promoted by his tribesmen in the Jewish mafia, that it would be the Jewish media. He gets promoted by these numbskulls every single day, and he's taking you fuckers for a ride, whether it's with this Val Camby bullshit, with his false claims, ridiculous, irresponsible, inaccurate claims, with the Val Camby and gold preserving your wealth and value and all this shit, which is not true, whether it's this or his ridiculously irresponsible fear-mongering tactics to scare mainstream Joe Sixpack and grandmas to sell their dollars and to get into foreign currencies and to buy gold. I mean, what in the fuck is going on? Where are the regulators allowing this shit? Anyway, I'm fed up with this shit. I'm really fed up with this crap.